You're listening to SBS News.
Not since 2002 have Wallabies fans been able to celebrate winning the Bledisloe Cup. Australia has lost prop Scott Seo to injury, and that has led to Tom Robertson being promoted to the starting lineup. Fly half Bernard Foley says the team's preparations have been helped by a recent trial match between the first-choice Wallabies squad and a second-string side. Foley is mindful, though, that Australia must make a strong start to the match.
For us, we've definitely tried to make a change and be better and be different because it hasn't worked in the past couple of years. So, you know, starting with that trial match and also addressing where that physicality has to be, where the intent and the intensity has to be at come the first whistle.
New Zealand has named Beauden Barrett at fly half for the match, where forward Sam Whitelock will reach 100 caps for his country. In the English Premier League, Chelsea takes on London rival Arsenal in the biggest match of the second week of action. And there will be another London derby when newly promoted Fulham meets Tottenham. SBS has live coverage of that match at Craven Cottage on Saturday night. After almost a year of media scrutiny and court hearings, there is every chance English cricket all-rounder Ben Stokes will take the field against India at Trent Bridge in Nottingham when the third cricket test begins on Saturday evening. Last September, the 27-year-old was accused of knocking two men unconscious outside a nightclub. During the week, a court has ruled Stokes acted in self-defence after stepping in to defend a gay couple from abuse. His solicitor, Paul Lunt, spoke on Stokes' behalf after the verdict.
His intervention that night has already cost Ben the England vice-captaincy, his place on an Ashes tour, and his place in a number of other England matches. The past 11 months have served to highlight to Ben just how highly he values his position as an England representative, both in terms of the privilege that role entails and the responsibilities that accompany it.
Despite Stokes being included in the squad to play India on Saturday night, the English Cricket Board will hold its own disciplinary process for Stokes and teammate Alex Hales, who was with him when the altercation happened. India must win the test to have any chance of winning the five-test series. England currently leads 2-0. With just 2 weeks remaining in the AFL regular season, the North Melbourne Kangaroos have to do something they have never done on Sunday, and that is beat the Adelaide Crows at home. Despite the Crows being out of finals contention, the Kangaroos know it will not be an easy proposition. North Melbourne ruckman Todd Goldstein has told Fox Sports why.
Although their season may be over, you know, we know Adelaide and Adelaide Oval is always tough. Their supporters are very vocal. The players always lift, and you know, they played in their grand final last year, so they're not exactly a poor side.
The biggest talking point heading into the National Rugby League finals have been speculation surrounding big-name coaches such as Brisbane incumbent Wayne Bennett and Ivan Cleary at West's Tigers. And the latest man to face the glare of the media's attention is Manly Sea Eagles coach Trent Barrett. His side goes into Friday evening's match against the Gold Coast Titans, with his future seemingly in the balance. The Sea Eagles are just 2 points from the bottom of the table. The man himself says he just wants to concentrate on doing his job.
Look, I think it's a difficult job. You know, it's a difficult job at any club, I suppose. You know, we all know what we're getting into when we become first grade coaches. And I've loved every minute of the coaching. You know, our last month of footy or last 6 weeks of footy has been really good. But I enjoy this job, and you know, I want to do it for a long time.
On Saturday afternoon in Super Netball, the Greater Western Sydney Giants and the Sunshine Coast Lightning will battle it out to reach the grand final. The match is a repeat of last season's grand final, so they know each other well. Whichever side prevails will advance to next season's grand final in Perth against the West Coast Fever. And finally, the eyes of horse racing fans will be on Royal Randwick Racecourse in Sydney when Winx tries to set a new Australian record of 26 wins in a row. The mare has been training well during the week, and jockey Hugh Bowman says he's confident she will surpass Black Caviar's mark of 25 wins on Saturday.
You know, for me, it's a good step in the right direction. It suggests that she's going to, you know, some of that nervous energy has sort of left her body, and she's sort of ready to go to the races now, and she felt as good as she looked.
The main threat to Winx appears to be Kemantari. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.